Well, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Psalms chapter 3. Psalms chapter 3 and verse 1. Psalms 3 and verse 1. This is a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. You talk about a dark, dark time when your blood child, blood son is coming after you to take your life. Not just a fight or an argument, but his son was coming after him to take his life. And David wrote these words. He said, "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah." Now this Selah, there's a pause here. And so he's having a little bit of a pity party here. He drops the pen and boy, it's feeling dark and gloomy. But Psalms chapter 3 doesn't end right there. Somewhere David picks the pen back up. And he says, "But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice." Everybody say, "my voice." Not their voice or his voice or her voice, but my voice. If you got a voice, say, "my voice." "And he heard me out of his holy hill." And there's another seal, another pause here. But this pause is a little different than the other, the last pause. Now he's having himself a little time of rejoicing and a praise break, if you want to call it that. Hallelujah. And then he picks the pen back up and says, "I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about." I want to preach for a few minutes tonight from this title, "My Voice is the X Factor." How many knows what an X Factor is? And the way I think about it is I like to play basketball, and when somebody's really good and they get into the game, their team has the edge. That person's an X factor. Am I making sense? And when this X factor gets into the middle of the game or the battle, whatever, their side has the advantage and prevails. But when that individual comes off the court and takes a breather on the bench, the X factor comes off the court and their team loses its edge. Amen. The X factor, the game changer. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I want to preach. My voice is the X factor. Let's pray real quick. God, help us today. Speak to our hearts. We ask for your help, God, your strength, your anointing. Bless this church tonight, God. Bless every heart, every soul, every mind. Oh, let heaven speak into our hearts. Oh, let it be the heartbeat of the Holy Ghost, God, that speaks into our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your people tonight, God. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. Touch us today, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. The book of Psalms, many of these psalms that we read were written by David, and so many of these psalms were written by a man who is weary, he is tired, he is miserable, he is sorrowful, he is wounded in his spirit, he's depressed at times, he's in a place of darkness, he's in the midst of confusion, he's in the midst of a storm, he's in the midst of loneliness, he's in the midst of so many things. But it's right here in the midst of all of this that he pulls out his pen and paper, whatever he used at that time, and he begins to write of what he's going through in great detail. And he begins to expound on where he's at and how life is treating him and how life feels. I don't know about you, but I love the book of Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms, it's a special book in our Bible. Every book is unique in its own way, but the book of Psalms is very, very unique in the way that it ministers to us, in the way that it touches us. and strengthens us. This is a quick little funny story. There's a man in my home church, Brother Bob Matthews. Some of these people, junior campers know him. And he got married several years ago. And he was familiar with the Bible and Pentecost and all these things. But a lady came into the church, and he was single. And she got the Holy Ghost. She was a new convert. And they ended up getting married. She didn't know hardly anything about the Bible or scriptures. And so, Brother Bob, he can be a little sarcastic, and he likes to play jokes. And he told his new wife, told him, she said, "You know, we ought to start reading the Bible together, and just maybe at night, just take turns reading some scriptures as a couple." And so Brother Bob said, "All right, that sounds good." He said, "How about tonight? I'll read Psalms 100, and then tomorrow night you read Psalms 119. And so she said, she didn't know anything. She just said, "Yeah, that sounds good." And so that first night, Brother Bob opened the Bible late at night, and he starts reading Psalms 100, and he's done in about 1 minute. And so they go to bed. Everything's great. The next night he said, "Well, are you going to read? It's your turn to read." And she's all excited. "Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun." And she opens the Bible to 119. And Bob's just sitting there playing dumb, you know. And she starts reading and keeps reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. And finally she looks up in the Bible and says, "Does this chapter ever end? I can't keep doing this. I'm about to fall asleep." That's bad, isn't it? Oh, but I love the book of Psalms. I can't tell you how many times in my life that in the midst of a struggle, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of darkness, I can't tell you how many times that there was just something burning in my heart. If I could just get to the book of Psalms. And I'd go into my bedroom and just hasten to the Bible and just open it up to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. And I knew if I could get to the book of Psalms, that book would help me. Amen. No matter how overwhelmed I was in life, if I could just get to the book of Psalms, it didn't matter if I opened the book of Psalms to chapter 3 or chapter 30 or chapter 100 or chapter 125. I knew if I could just get to the book of Psalms that I could feel a connection to somebody that could identify with my feelings. Can I get a witness? If I could just get to the book of Psalms, I could identify with somebody who had felt what I was feeling and had dealt with the sorrow or adversity that I was feeling at that moment. I knew that I could connect to somebody that had experienced the same darkness and felt the same despair, hallelujah, and felt the same hopelessness that I was feeling. I don't know about you, but the book of Psalms has been a lifeline in my life. Times when I felt like I was drowning, sinking into darkness. Hallelujah. But reading the book of Psalms took me by the heart, the hands, whatever, and pulled me up out of a dark place and picked me up out of a horrible pit. Hallelujah. And the book of Psalms has become my Savior at times. It has been my salvation many, many times. Does anybody feel that way here today? Every time I read the book of Psalms, I'm reminded that there is a God. There really is a God. And He's still with me. Amen. He's still with me. He's not finished with me yet. He hasn't written me off yet. He has not cast me away from His presence. He has not taken His Spirit from me. Amen. I'm reminded that His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. I'm reminded in the book of Psalms that we serve a God of the second chance and the third chance and the fourth chance. Hallelujah. And we serve the God of restoration and a comeback. Hallelujah. We serve the God that moves at our altar. The book of Psalms reminds me that if I'll pray, if I'll cry out, if I'll seek after God, if I'll repent of my sins, if I'll confess my sins, that I will find forgiveness and I will find renewing and I'll find victory in God. The book of Psalms shows us that if we'll use our voice, somebody say a voice. The book of Psalms reminds us and shows us that if we'll use our voice, that we can get out of anything. We can rise up out of anything. Hallelujah. We can overcome anything if we'll cry out to a God in heaven. Amen. There's been times when the devil had me convinced that it was all over, and I thought I messed up too many times, and I thought it was too late. Hallelujah. But Psalms reminded me that I've still got that same potential in God that I had yesterday. Can I get a witness? Amen. I've still got the same opportunities in God. And God still wants to bless me. And He still wants to use me. Hallelujah. I'm telling somebody here tonight, God still wants to use you. And He still wants to bless you. And He still wants to do great things in your life. Oh, clap your hands, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. A large portion of the book of Psalms is a declaration of a problem. Everybody say problem. It's the declaration of a problem to God. It's more than just having a problem. It's more than having despair or having trouble or sorrow. But it's opening up our mouth, using our voice, and declaring this problem, declaring this trouble to God. The book of Psalms is more than meditating about a problem, thinking about a problem, considering the problem. It's more than just hoping that a problem would be resolved. Amen. Problems alone do not move the hand of God. Amen. Problems alone will not move the hand of God in our life. Despair alone, trouble alone. But we know that prayer does move the hand of God. Hallelujah. Prayer does get God's attention. Amen. In the book of Psalms, there is much intercessory prayer and travail. Throughout the book of Psalms, there is much intercessory prayer and travail. It seems like you can feel the pain of the psalmist. Hallelujah. You can feel the trouble. You can feel the sorrow. And if you really meditate and think about it and soak it up, you can almost hear a voice that's just moaning and groaning and crying out to God with everything that this psalmist has. Hallelujah. I believe that the key to effective prayer is being able to express the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Nobody fell off the wagon yet, right? I think I just did a 90-degree turn. Okay. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God is touched by the feelings. Somebody say the feelings. The feelings of our infirmities. And we know that infirmities alone, trouble alone, does not move the hand of God. But it's the feelings of our infirmities. Hallelujah. And it's prayer that God moves upon. It's prayer that gets His attention. And so I believe one of the biggest keys to effective prayer is being able to express, to be able to tell God in detail and express the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. I'm telling you, sometimes you got to throw a pity party to God. Oh, hallelujah. I got Claire clapping her hand. She's going to help me preach tonight. Amen. How many knows how to throw a pity party? If you don't know how to throw one, just look me up. I'll help you. And I can throw a good one. And I get the cake and the little blow pop deals, and I can throw a good pity party. We all can if we were honest tonight, right? Hallelujah. But I believe that sometimes we've got to throw a pity party to God. We've got to tell God the feelings of our infirmities. This is what I'm going through, God. And this is how it feels. This is how I feel in my heart, and this is the pain that I'm feeling, and this is how the frustration feels, This is how dark it feels right now. Amen. When you look in the book of Psalms, we see the writer getting very detailed and specific in his prayer to God. David didn't just say, God, I'm in a pit today. But he got into the details. He said, God, I'm in a horrible pit. He didn't just call it darkness, but it was great darkness. He didn't say there's one or two things coming against me, but he said, I feel like there's 10,000 of things, and I feel like I'm being surrounded by this and surrounded by that, and I feel like I'm in a horrible place, and I feel like my heart is breaking, and I feel like my soul is dying, and I feel like everything's falling apart. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I believe that God will move when somebody tells him that pity party. I'm telling you, God will move in it. He'll honor that. He'll respect that. Hallelujah. Oh God, I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. You don't have to hide your feet under the pew. But I'm telling somebody, if we would tell God our troubles more than we tell those around us, we'd have already got our miracle by now. I'm preaching to me too right now. Hallelujah. If we would tell God our troubles and our pain and our discouragement as much as we told those around us. Hallelujah. We may have already got a miracle by now. And God may have already turned the situation around by now. Hallelujah. I'm telling somebody, you don't need another conference call with 10 people to hear your story. Come on, somebody. You don't need 5 or 10 or 20 more people to hear your story of how bad it was and what happened. Hallelujah. You need to touch God. Take it to God. Hallelujah. Take it to the one. The scripture said, casting all your cares upon him. Upon them. What does it say? Upon him and her and them. Oh, hallelujah. Is this all right tonight? Amen. I remember a storm, a time in my life, a trial. And it was just so bad. And sometimes you've got to talk to somebody. How many is thankful for people, friends in your life that they call them a trash can, but we don't want to say that in the wrong way, but we all need somebody that we can just tell all of our, unload on all of our trash or junk. The pain and the hurt and the details. And amen. I'm not saying we shouldn't tell anybody. We need people in our life. Thank God for friends that we can just unload all of our heart to. And they're not going to judge us or tear us down. But they're going to listen. And they're going to say, hey, I hear you, man. You can make it. And we're with you. Hallelujah. But I remember going through a time in my life that I feel like I just had to tell so many people my story. I was hurting so bad. Amen. I was making phone calls and talking to people I hadn't talked to in a long time. And there's times in life we've got to tell somebody. We need one another. We need to talk to somebody. Hallelujah. But I had told Brother Reed, I had told so many people my story. I needed to get it off my chest. But I remember reaching a point after several months of talking to so many people. And I needed these people. But I remember there came a day where something rose up in me. That I said, I'm done. I am sick and tired of telling my story to everybody around me and everybody that'll hear me. Hallelujah. And something got a hold of me that said, I'm not interested in telling one other person my story, but I'm going to find me a closet somewhere. I'm going to find me a place. I'm going to find me a place to pray. And I'm going to take my story to a God. I'm going to take my story to the only one that can fix my problem. Come on, the people around you can't fix your problem. The psychologist can't turn your life around. Hallelujah. The psychiatrist can't fix your situation. A counselor can't take care of it. A friend can't resolve it. Hallelujah. But we serve a God that can turn things around. Come on, he can move mountains. He can move giants. He can move, hallelujah. He can make a way out of no way. He can work wonders and miracles. Woo, clap your hands, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've learned living for God, and I've learned that people that don't really have a prayer life, amen, you can't hardly shake some people's hand and say, hey, how's it going today? That could get dangerous. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You shake somebody's hand that really don't have a prayer life, they don't take their problems to God. You shake their hand and say, hey, how's it going today? And man, there they go. Oh man, my car died. And my mom's, man, they're fighting and this. And I just lost my job. I don't know. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Man, don't take me the wrong way, all right? I'm a nice guy. And man, I have compassion. But you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And I've learned that it seemed like people that don't have a prayer life, they don't take their problems to God. You can't hardly shake their hand and say, how you doing today? And it looked like their dog just died. And everything's depressing. Hallelujah. But I've also made an observation that people that have a consistent prayer life and they get in that place with God and they lift their voice and they start telling God all about the pain and the trouble and the trials. Hallelujah. And then they get up from that closet and they walk outside and they face the real world and they face people and you can shake their hand and say, how you doing today? And no matter what's going on in their life, they're going to look at you and smile and say, I'm doing good. How you doing today? How's it going? Amen. Am I preaching today? I'm telling you, we need to take our trials to God. Come on, we ought to be able to be a witness and a light in our world. Hallelujah. Some people can't be a witness and they can't be a light because of personal things in their life. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to have that closet that we use our voice and we express those affirmities to God. And we can walk out of the closet and we can have joy. Come on. We can have joy. We can have peace. Oh, hallelujah. God will lift those burdens off your back. For a time, not forever. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I've had to pray about things every day until it got off my chest and off my spirit so I could just face the day. Am I preaching? Hallelujah. Amen. If you got to pray every day about something, pray and then go be a light. Amen. Put a smile on your face. Love somebody. Witness to somebody. Reach for somebody. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be a light. How about you? I want to be a soul winner. Oh, I want to be a difference maker. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I noticed in the book of Psalms, the word voice is found in 48 different verses. The word cried is found in 23 verses. The word cry is found in 29 different verses. Oh, hallelujah. The only way David could make it through all of his stuff in life was to use his voice. Hallelujah. Our voice is the game changer. It's the X factor. The only way David could make it lonely out on the shepherd's fields. The only way he could make it, amen, facing the giants. The only way he could make it with the injustices of life. The only way he could make it through the unfairness of life, being sent on the run, somebody hating him, somebody being jealous of him, and turning his world upside down, and making his life miserable, and making his life heavy and dark. Hallelujah. The only way he could make it through those days was he found a way to set his voice on fire, to set his vocal cords on fire, and start praying, and start reaching out to God. I'm telling you, if David wouldn't have had a prayer life, he would have got bitter. If David wouldn't have had a prayer life, he would have given up on God. If David didn't have a prayer life, he wouldn't have made it through all of those situations. Oh, I'm preaching to some people. Amen. If you didn't have a prayer life, you wouldn't be here today. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. If I didn't have a prayer life, I would not be here today. Amen. I'm thankful for the support system that I've had. I'm thankful for my pastor. I'm thankful for my home church and the brothers and sisters of my home church. I thank God for a support system. I had a great youth leader for years. I thank God for the support system of my life. And I'm preaching to you today. Amen. I would not be here if somewhere in my life, my voice, my vocal cords did not get engaged and my voice did not lift and get lifted up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the only way we're going to make it living for God is we've got to use our voice. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, amen. There's so much that's hinging on our voice. The pendulum of our life, which way is it going to swing? Amen. Oh God, we don't realize how much power we have right here. Why don't you just put your hand on your throat for a minute? Don't choke yourself. We don't realize how much influence and how much power is right here. Anybody believe that? Woo, hallelujah. Amen. The pendulum of our life. Which way is it going to swing? Amen. What if tonight, what if I made up my mind, I'm not going to pray one time over the next 6 weeks? Amen. Maybe that doesn't scare some of you, but boy, I don't have no halo hanging over my head. If I were to make up in my mind, I'm not going to pray, I'm not going to renew the Holy Ghost and really pray one time over the next 6 months, which way would the pendulum of my life swing? It scares me that it would swing way over here into a place of carnality. Am I making sense today? The pendulum of my life would swing to a place of getting cold and despondent. Amen. It scares me. I don't even want to think of where I would end up after just a few months of not engaging my voice in prayer unto God. Hallelujah. But on the other hand, if I make up in my mind, I'm going to pray to the best of my ability every day. I'm going to renew the Holy Ghost as much as I can. Hallelujah. Amen. 6 weeks, 6 months down the road, the pendulum of my life, it does not have to swing that way, but it can swing over here into a place, hallelujah, of blessing with God, into a place of victory. Into a place of anointing, hallelujah. Into a place of having deliverance. Into a place of consecration with God. I'm preaching about the X factor. Amen. Our voice is what determines the pendulum of our life. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our families, our children, our lives, our marriages, our futures, our direction, our eternity is hinging on our voice. Amen. Which way is the pendulum going to swing? Ooh, hallelujah. I like the scripture that said, if, everybody say if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Amen. I would hear from heaven and heal their land. If my people humble themselves and pray, amen, the pendulum of life, well, I got mixed up. It's going to swing the good way. This is the good way here. Hallelujah. If my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'm going to heal their land. I'm going to work for them and I'm going to work miracles and wonders. I'm going to protect them. Hallelujah. But if my people do not pray and they continue to seek after the idols of the land, the scripture said the pendulum of their life is going to swing over this way into a place of bondage, into a place of being oppressed by the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the X factor today. Amen. Our voice is the game changer. Our voice is the X factor. Come on. If we're going to have victory in God, it's going to be because
Amen. It's not going to be because a pastor prayed for you, and thank God for that. And it's not going to be because you've got a mom or a dad or somebody else that cares about you, and thank God for that. Hallelujah. But if you find victory in God, if you find a place of salvation, amen, it's got to be your voice. It's got to be your voice. Hallelujah. Which way is the pendulum? Amen. The scripture said, if, somebody shout if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If my people confess, if they pray, if we repent of our sins. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Salvation comes through our voice, doesn't it? I've never seen anybody receive the Holy Ghost being silent. Amen. I have seen some individuals that were deaf seeking God. And I don't understand all of that and how God moves in that. But I do believe God can fill anybody with the Holy Ghost. And thank God for that. Hallelujah. But the way to salvation is through our voice. Oh God. Amen. Jesus said this. He said, pray. Maybe we're just teaching tonight. I don't know. I know it's we're all chilling out and we're comfortable. I'm feeling comfortable too. Amen. We're just having fun tonight in the house of the Lord. Jesus said, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Amen. If you pray, if you really, really stay prayed up, the pendulum of your life can swing. Amen. Into a place of victory where you can flee lust. You can resist the devil. Come on, somebody. You can say no to temptation. But if you don't pray, hallelujah, the pendulum of your life will swing to this way and you will enter into a door of temptation. Hallelujah. Another place Jesus said that men should always pray that they would not faint. Oh, hallelujah, I'm preaching today. Which way is the pendulum of our life going to swing? Woo, hallelujah. Anybody want it to swing the right way? Oh, I want it to swing the right way. Oh, God, our voice is the X factor. I like what Elder Morton says. He says this, if it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. Amen. Nobody else can put me in the place in God that I need to get. Hallelujah. If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm telling you. Amen. We ought to set our vocal cords on fire for God. Amen. We ought to set our vocal cords on fire. We ought to start praying like we've never prayed before. We ought to find a closet every day of our life and engage our voice and lift our voice like never before. Oh God, I remember being about, oh, I don't know, 17, 18 years old, 16, 17, somewhere around there. Amen. When I really, really, really got a prayer life. Hallelujah. And I was far from perfect. Don't misunderstand me. I had more flaws than everybody here put together probably. But I got a hold of a real prayer life and desire for God. And this is just the way it worked for me is I'd go out to my church property and walk around at night. There's 5 acres there, and there's sidewalks way out on the edges. And that was my closet. Amen. Your closet can be a tiny little closet, or it can be some outside place where you're just alone with God. But that was my closet out there. And I'm telling you, I prayed out there when it was 0 degrees. The only thing that would stop me was rain or freezing rain or snow or something. But it'd be 0, and I'd have 4 layers on and a beanie. And I know the Bible said for men not to pray uncovered, but hopefully the Lord forgives me. Or men to pray covered, pardon me, for their head to be covered. I'm just
having fun tonight. Amen. Hopefully the Lord forgave me, though. I had a beanie on sometimes, but I'd be out there walking those sidewalks and praying. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, I remember the day that my vocal cords were set on fire. There was just something burning in me that I've got to lift my voice. I've got to engage my voice. Amen. I was doing some studies recently about the voice. I'm almost done. What time is it? Man. Hallelujah. I was doing some studies about the voice, and our voice is separated into three major parts. And I got to try to remember this here. The first part was the lungs, the way the voice works. The first part is the lungs, and the lungs are also known as the pumps, the air pumps. The lungs pump air. And then the second part of the voice is the vocal cords. And it's in the vocal cords where the voice box, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Is it larynx? Can somebody help me? Is that in silent? Larynx? Hooked on phonics or phonics or larynx, whatever. I need to do that. But the lungs pump air pressure into the larynx. And the air gets pumped into there. And then that voice box within the vocal cords, it fine-tunes the pitch and the tone. And it's able to change the pitches and the tones. And then the third part of the voice is all up here above all of that. And that's the articulators. The articulators, the tongue, and the roof of the mouth. And I forgot how to pronounce that. Is it the palate? Man, I'm embarrassing myself here tonight. Is it palate? Okay, the palate. And the cheeks. And there's different things that we can use to articulate sound. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm telling you, God gave us a voice. I'm telling you, He gave us. I'm telling somebody, if you've got a voice, you've got everything you need to get, amen, whatever you need from God. You've got everything you need to get out of any habit, any addiction, any strong. Come on, somebody. The victory's right here. Your salvation's right here. Hallelujah. Your deliverance is right here. The blessings of God are right here. Amen. The blessings on your home. The hand of God upon your children, on your marriage. Come on, it's right here. It's time we set our voice on fire. It's time we use our voice, hallelujah, to make a difference. Oh, I want my voice to make a difference. I want my voice to bring revival. Amen. I believe that when the church, when Zion travails. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody believe that the sky is the limit to the blessings and the victories in God if we would use our voice? Hallelujah. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Oh, I believe that Zion can lift up their voices. Zion can cry out to God, and God can open doors, and God can draw people to the church. Amen. God can fill our altar with hungry people. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, my voice is the X factor. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you're going to live for God, it's going to be because of your voice. If you're going to have victory, it's going to be because of your voice. If you make it to heaven, it's going to be because of your voice. Anybody believe that today? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I was thinking about the Israelites. I'm almost done here tonight. The Israelites in Egypt. The enemy took everything that it could from God's people. The enemy took their freedom, took their morale, probably took their spirit, the joy of life, the thrill of life, the hope. Amen. The enemy had taken so much from the Hebrews in Egypt. Hallelujah. But there was one thing. There was one thing that Pharaoh and the taskmasters could not touch. And that was their voice. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. These Hebrews had bruises and wounds and scars on their back, and they're bloodied and bruised, and they're tired, and they're making them serve with rigor. These people are miserable. Amen. They're coming home tired. They can barely walk. They can barely stand on their feet. And they walk into their home, their abode, whatever they lived in, a tent, and they probably just collapse to the ground in weakness. And their bodies are probably injured. Amen. But their voices were just raring to go. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. They didn't have time to talk to one another during the day because they were getting beat and made to work so hard. And so late in the evening at night, they'd come home from working all day, and their voices were untouched and their voices were unscathed. And these hurting, miserable individuals, amen, laying down in their tents, begin to moan and to groan and to cry out to God. I feel like telling somebody here today, amen, the enemy can mess with you. Your adversary can take away your joy at times. Your adversary can take away the thrill of life. Amen. Your adversary can mess with you. Amen. But there's something that adversary cannot touch and cannot mess with, and that's your voice. Hallelujah. Amen. God will not allow the enemy to mess with your voice, because he is the giver of life. Amen. God let Satan take everything away from Job, but he could not take away the breath in Job's body. I'm telling you, God's not going to let the enemy touch your lungs and your vocal cords and your articulator. Come on, you still got a voice. Hallelujah. You still got a voice. You still got a voice that moves mountains. You still got a voice that can break the chains. Hallelujah. And it was through their voices that miracles and signs and wonders. If you want to come to the music here tonight, we'll just give everybody a false sense of hope. No, I'm kidding. The sky is the limit to what kind of revival we can have. Anybody believe that? Yes, sir. Amen. I believe the sky is the limit to what kind of revival we can have and victories we can have. Amen. The sky is the limit. Amen. I believe God has a blessing for this church and this city that there's not room enough in here to receive it. Amen. The sky is the limit. And it was through their moaning and groaning that miracles and signs and wonders came to the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. And the Red Sea parted, and they walked through on dry ground, and the adversary was defeated and overthrown in the midst of the Red Sea. I'm telling you, God moves through our voices. Our voice is the game changer. It's the X factor. It changes the game. Hallelujah. I like what Hannah said. Hannah had an adversary that provoked her sore. Amen. Year by year, Hannah would go to the temple in bitterness of soul, and she would cry and pour out her frustrations to God. All the hurting and all the misery and sorrow, and pour it out to God. And her adversary just kept running her mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hannah's adversary took a lot of things from her. It took away her joy. It took away her spirit. It took away her happiness. But that adversary, Peninnah, there was something that adversary could not touch. Could not touch Hannah's voice. Amen. And Hannah just kept using that voice and crying out to God and touching God. Hallelujah. And when the answer, the miracle finally came, the priest spoke to her and told her, the Lord's going to grant you your petition. You're going to have a son. And I like what Hannah said in thanking God. She said, the Lord has enlarged my mouth. Sometimes you got to have a big mouth. The Lord has enlarged my mouth. Greater and bigger above mine adversaries.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen. You got to make your mouth and your voice larger and bigger than the things that are coming against you. You got to make your voice greater. You got to make it more powerful. Hallelujah. Than the things that are coming against you. You got to enlarge it. Enlarge it. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you got to pray louder. Sometimes you got to pray bigger. Sometimes you got to be more fervent. Hallelujah. You got to open up your mouth. I'm telling you, when the enemy's coming in like a flood, you got to let the Lord lift up a standard. Amen. You got to let the Lord come alive within your voice. Hallelujah. And enlarge that voice. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it's the enemy's business to keep us silent. Anybody believe that? Amen. I've seen people that are struggling and, amen, sometimes they just want to go over there and shake them and, I was going to say punch them, but I don't want to say the wrong thing, but you just want to shake their voice and just, come on, man, just cry out to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Because their victory is right here. Amen. I've seen some altar workers, they think that they can give people the Holy Ghost by if they push them hard enough and they just about bang their head on the ground. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I hope I'm not being too silly here tonight. But hallelujah, the answer, the miracle is right here. Hallelujah. Amen, but the enemy shuts people's voices down. I'm telling you. I heard a missionary. I'm closing with this. Why don't we stand here tonight? I heard a missionary preaching not too long ago. A missionary from Brazil. And he was preaching in the service. And there was a young lady in the somewhere up in the front middle, second pew or something. And this young lady, this missionary noticed that this young lady was very outgoing and exuberant and talkative and talking to people and having a good time and very friendly and very personable. But whenever the services would start, whenever the Holy Ghost was moving in song service or preaching or prayer, whatever, this girl would tighten up and get just I don't think she looked angry or mad, but she would just tighten up and seem locked up and almost as if she couldn't speak during song service and she couldn't get the words out, and during the preaching or prayer in the altar she just couldn't pray and something was locked up. But as soon as service was over, she's laughing and talking, hey, how's it going, and everything was great. Hallelujah. And God spoke to this missionary one night after several services. And God told this preacher, this man of God, he said, there's a demon of silence upon that girl. Amen. The demon called silence. I'm telling you, that demon called silence keeps a whole lot of people from getting where they need to get in God. That demon called silence, I'm telling you, it'll lock your voice up. It'll keep your voice down, that your prayers can't get out. Hallelujah, that your cry can't come out. I'm telling you, amen, I don't want a demon called silence to lock me up. Come on, I don't want a demon called silence to put chains around my voice, to put a stronghold around my voice that I can't cry out to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the victory is in your voice. The salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel like telling somebody, you've been silent for too long. You've been quiet for too long. It's time to engage that voice. It's time to lift up that voice and cry out to a God in heaven that saves, a God in heaven that heals, a God in heaven that delivers, a God in heaven that makes a way, a God that works miracles. Come on, let's raise our hands all over this place. Let's reach out. Come on, let's reach out. Woo! Come on, let's reach out. Come on, let's lift up our voices in this sanctuary. How many's got a voice? Come on, what if we were to pray with a loud voice tonight? Come on, church. What if we were to cry out with a loud voice? Come on, lift your voice. Come on, why don't we lift our voices? Why don't we lift our voices? Come on, I can't hear you today. Come on, let's lift our voices. Let this building ring with the sound of the redeemed, the song of the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, come on. Come on, it's time for Zion. It's time for Zion to lift up its voice on high. It's time for Zion to lift its voice. It's time for Zion to travail. It's time for Zion to cry out. Come on, Zion, make a joyful noise. Come on, shout unto God. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Come on, I know it's Wednesday night, but I feel a victory. I feel a dance. I feel a shout. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody needs to get a hold of the victory tonight. You need to lift your voice. Come on, use your voice. Come on, use it. God gave it to you. Use it for God. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to get a hold of a victory tonight. It's not going to come through me saying the right thing. It's not going to come through the music. It's not going to come through the beat of the drum. Your victory is going to come through your voice. Come on, your victory is going to come when you cry out to God. Oh, come on, brothers and sisters. Why don't we step, somebody ought to step out of the pew. Come on, somebody ought to find some room, find some space. Come on, if you want to kneel, if you want to stand, if you want to praise God. Woo! Come on, God can turn your situation around. Come on, don't let the devil shut your voice down. Don't let discouragement shut your voice down. Don't let oppression shut your voice down. Come on. Come on. Don't let the discouragements shut you down. Come on, enlarge your mouth. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody. You came facing things. You came facing. Come on, you're facing things. There's voices. There's things rising up against you. There's voices of doubt in your mind. Why don't you enlarge your mouth right now? Come on, there's a victory. Woo! Come on, there's a victory. Come on, lift up your voice.